Yamahudi. Yamadoda ayipheli. This should be the title of this podcast.
Upheli
luphilo.
Let's go.
Guys, please cue us again. You know,
no.
Please cue us.
But I want to tell you, please, there's an opening link.
Mina ngifuna masende, amasende, amasende, amasende. Mina ngifuna masende, 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 masende.
Sebunjalo! Sebunjalo!
What an interesting episode. My name is Bujibiko alongside the one and only Amanda Nchiba.
Yeah.
Can literally fit in this couch, are we?
I'm surprised, Ganjan. I'm very much surprised. Sanibonani, sanibonani makhaya,
nabobhuta bahle. Hello, boys. Hello. Bathi ngikupha ding, ngikupha uqedi voice testosterone.
Hello.
So today's episode, I mean, we've had like gay guys, lesbian women, trans, but we've never really spoken to heterosexual men that we literally, you know, spend time with and sometimes even suffer from a certain level of abuse, if I can put it that way. Mm. And for them to really, just to hear your views on the queer way of life of things, of how do you guys see it, how do you guys view it, and how do we become a unity, you know? Because as much as you guys prefer a vagina, we prefer your penises, and then as much as you prefer a vagina, and then they also prefer your vagina.
It's true. Ninja, Nbobutba.
Are you guys fine?
We're good.
Why are you serious, guys? So to introduce them, we have Dumza, Dumelo Gino. And we've got Silo on with the Hartford jersey there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I see you. M Tum Tunes. So every time when I post, I'm like, we're at Soul Cafe, and then we're doing the business, the shindigs, the R&B and Soul DJs. This is M Tum Tunzi. And then Rio, the ones who books us and makes sure that we get paid most of the time. Rio!
Yeah. Shout out, Rio.
And my favorite person under the sun.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The big most boxer.
The most. Pindo from the soil, also like one of the main hosts right now at the Soul Cafe Shindig, and they're joining us today.
Nijan.
Nijan.
We're good.
Sit on.
100.
Let me start with the question.
Please.
We are Vugekseni, Madam Yakjeluguti, we are expecting. You become supportive, mtana makaphuma azalwa uyakhula and your child is gay. How would you take fathering if you are not fathering a queer child? Where does it go wrong? Or where does it go right? Ma umuntu wesilisa ingane nayo iyakhula, and if it's a boy, there's a feminine side of it. How do you take that?
Okay, maybe let's start it here.
Mm-hmm.
Children are a blessing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And when the blessing comes through, you really think about, okay, how do I want to raise this child? And you raise kids. I don't have a child myself, but I'm an uncle to, you know, quite a few kids. I've got nieces and nephews. And the best thing you can do for them is embrace who they are. is to give them everything that any normal child will have, you know? There is no way of saying, okay, is my child straight? Is my child this? And I'm talking about my nieces and nephews, you know? But as they grow, you see, okay, my nephew likes this and this and this. How do you now strengthen that and make them a strong character? In however way they may see the world, you just want to really strengthen them as a character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think the most important thing to say here is how do I protect my child from you know, the world, because of they don't see the way she wants to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think for now, the thing is protecting her from that. Mm-hmm. You can see what's happening now with the GBVs and how they're killing the LGBTs and whatnot. So for me, I think my concern is how do I protect her from the general public that doesn't want to acknowledge that we live amongst all of us. We live amongst queer people. They are people, they are human beings. As much as I can be with Bougie, a Soul Cafe, we chilling, I see a human being. I don't see a gay guy. No, I see a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, personally, I think I would make extra effort to protect her from the general public.
Look, I think at the end of the day, it boils down to one thing and one thing only. There is acceptance. And look, with acceptance, remember, with this thing, especially most of us, I think growing up, having to accept that one is gay or lesbian, it was a totally foreign thing years back. I think it's only starting to pick up lately with the generation that we are in. I think with acceptance, it's becoming much more easier. I think if you had asked me this question probably 20 years ago, I would have I would have given you a different answer.
Yeah.
But since you're asking me this question now,
yeah,
it's much more easier than it would have been 20 years back. Because I think we have accepted that, look, we are all human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think for us, it's much more easier because we spend most of our time mostly with gays, with lesbians, and all that. And even though, for me, it's not a situation of this thing of actually naming them, that this one is gay, this one is lesbian. I don't actually... you see, so because we are all human, it's like the question should be, how would I accept this human being? Or how would I accept in raising such a human? Because at the end of the day... it's their decision in them having to accept or wanting to choose which route they want to take with their lives. Now, the question would be, how do I accept in whatever decisions that they have chosen in their lives? I think, in short, it's easier now than it would have been 20 years back. No, so I doubt that it would be anything difficult to accept. Even though, look, at the end of the day, look, we do wish and hope for certain things. Like for I'm the only boy in a family of 5 children. And I can imagine if I would have probably decided to become gay.
You don't decide.
Oh.
You don't sit there and be like,
all right.
Oh, today I want to be
out of it. If I was born gay,
yeah,
I wonder how would have my parents taken it.
So
you see,
I like what you touched on, that you feel like you should as a person, one should consider protecting the LGBTI community. Do you think we are at a risk? Do you know that most lesbians have died in the hands of men? Are you guys aware of that?
Yeah.
And how do you think that happened? Because sikhulela makasi, siyazi, the conversations that people have on corners, it's there, guys. The hate is there.
True.
You've probably stood at a corner whereby some of these things were being discussed.
No, I agree. But maybe going back to the previous conversation there, I think the guy said everything that mm-hmm. needed to be said, and especially to me, your first line about children actually being a blessing. But to your current question now, about killing, I don't think, I mean, somebody said that even when it comes to races, we all come from the same race, the human race. The killing as well, I would attribute that to lack of or ignorance, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of education, which is basically the same thing, you know. Because, I mean, like you just said, and then you see, like you just said, you are born gay.
Mm.
You see somebody there walking. Movement, this guy. And then, like, you didn't choose to be born that way, mm-hmm. And there's nothing okay wrong, and because u different, the worker differently, that means a life has to be taken, because now o sounder differently. I mean, we have the same issue kadi albino in Central Africa,
yeah.
Because you are born, it's lack of information. You are born as an albino because of the lack of getting pigmentation or melanin,
mm-hmm.
and then you're also born ka those femininity, or is it, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, femininity. As well.
So you didn't choose to be like that, so why should you be killed? I mean,
do you feel like were you guys taught to be masculine? Like, was it something that was taught, that was given to you, like, indoda mele?
Yeah, I think so. You want to take it? Because I don't know, like, nabare, the guys would go and play soccer, and then banyana, bayodlala, king. So I think it was also groomed. So I think we have to go back to society as well. Or okay, it's fine for a boy child. Ayo lala, ayo ape, akadi plastic, what. Banyana bayo lala bolo as well. Because especially all level, even the football in the country, yeah, basadi as well. It's not going anywhere, because Rona, we were actually
way ahead
because of. Because if you not so but we not only gay or yeah.
And just to add on Guri,
yeah.
From the previous question, Umtunzi touched on Guti. If you asked him 20 years back, because of pendula in Intel, right? So I feel like a community, most of it, some percentage is still on that 20 years back. When it comes to the killings.
Yeah.
So if the mindset and the info njengoba yebekasho ukuthi can be given to people ukuthi actually umuntu une choice ukuthi abe yini, you know, is still equal to you also, yabo. And then coming to the point yamanje ukuthi masculine ukuthi okay, boys need to go play soccer, and then girls need to go play toys, man, don't, you know? So okay. I'm like, so I for one, I grew up and I saw a guy, a friend of mine, Oike. Mm. And when we were told ukuthamba nodlala ibhola lapha esigangeni, and then igama lakhe, I can say it, Msimpintshamo futhi, and I'm proud of him, futhi uyigay. And Untsembu, events coordinator also, yabona, uStapura igama lakhe.
Okay.
So uStapura makumele siyehle, yena bekasala endlini, azifihle toilet or something like that, you know. So, njalo masibuye, bese mina I would ask, ukuthi uStapura wangayihlanga nathi, you know. And this is the age of 10. You know, 11. Marustapura already seka sababa fan, ufuna ukudlala namantombazana. And then mawumbuzo uStapura ukuthi yini inkinga ngawe. So there was bega saba also to come out ukuthi, because the community being understand ukuthi why uStapura soft, why afuna ukudlala namantombazana. You know, so I grew up with that, but manje he's proud
to be. You know, and everyone acknowledge Udaiding manje. They acknowledge untwana ukuthi he's the biggest thing in Kas manje.
Oh no. Lovely. So, do you guys ever look, do you know, usually like I would look at a girl, being a gay guy, and I'd say, oh, I got so haughty. Do you ever look at gay men in the same way? Or,
and yeah, then, be honest.
Oti, Oti, yeah, baba, like gay.
Well. I think we need to understand one thing. So if I look at a gay man and I say, she's, does that make me gay?
No!
All right. No, look.
Also, you want a confirmation from us. So, yeah.
Because you know what? There has been some certain instances whereby I'd see this gay guy and I'm like, I shame. Hands down. And I guess at the end of the day, there's absolutely nothing wrong because if I can look at a woman and say that this one is hot, I feel like there's absolutely nothing wrong in me seeing another gay. I'm saying, one day, man. I want to prepare a definite issue.
There was this gay patch in Zima, but people didn't know. You know, it's a sarcasm. So now, I have asked my chance to ask him again. And then there's beautiful gay guys. Trust, makeup clean, young kinto, hips. Rest, yamon, so the poison goes and Max, yamon, we are I'm Sheila there and stuff. They ended up kissing. So me na, let's say me na no zero no two, me say bona da salaka, so tu toda gabo, and real French, the longest ever. Enzi, my God. No, what you all laughing? Who told us that's easy? So when he comes back, I didn't say that. See, I'm trying to grab the out. I'm gonna.
I'm not. So we don't have.
I think this person was trans. Where was a trans woman? Because if you're a gay, that's one. Because I'm a gay, like when you're a gay girl, you're gonna get into one. Probably have like you can just tell.
You can't say it's anyone's mistake. And I'll relay a short story quickly. There I am a Jack Buddha. I came from performing, I think from Rustenburg, and we land up there. Me, I see, because ki hot, ki all white, babo. Ki wana mutu da mutu right, babo. All right. Yeah, babo na okay. Di bununya na di te. Matrela thing, everything, you know, everything that a guy would look for. Little did I know, hooray, okay, not busy that I'm making moves there, like, okay, kimang mutul. Aban chayela, probably like 2 hours later, after like chase, hooray, man, you do know that that's a guy. Like,
but now, no, you see.
So
did it take anything?
Flopper king, out. What's the problem?
No problem is I think but also there's preferences as well.
Yes, okay.
You know, as a straight man, you've got your preference. Or okay, anakratan but waso, wabo. There I didn't know, but also I wasn't. When I found out, I wasn't angry at myself. I wasn't even like judgmental or anything. So I was just like, oh, okay.
So you didn't continue pursuing because you thought of the fact that there's a penis there. Not because that person is not a woman, because I think there's a misconception that we make, Oguti, when somebody is trans, we always think that they are Kimshimani or Chenchile Aiketa Musadi, not knowing that person's actually proper female.
Yeah.
It's just that
they, maybe they haven't gone through the whole surgery or you know.
The person looked right, like proper.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing, and I know we weren't going to talk about this, but I really feel it's also up to the person to kind of say, Uti, yo, by the way, you do know hore, I'm trans.
Okay.
Because you know that this is a straight guy coming at you, and he's genuinely looking at you as what he prefers.
Because you are female.
Yeah.
You are right.
But it's really, and Dave Chappelle talks about this in one of the specials that he does. Hore, he danced the whole night, probably like 2 hours. And they go in and whatever. And then he finds out at the end, by the end of the night, Hore, yo, okay, this is a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how's he by it in? Because he was deep within the boobs there doing everything.
And
go check it out.
Most African keba mobulain.
That's the sad part.
And he was saying that he embraced it because he was like, okay, no, let's finish off the evening. You know? Let's finish off the evening. You are such a lovely person. And that's what intrinsically I believe it is. Like if you meet a person and they have a good heart and you vibe, you know? Yes, the sexuality part will come at the end, but there's no way you can be judging this person and be like, because for the time you were with them, you felt good. You felt good. Now, who's to say, hore, oh, if I see this person again tomorrow, I must be looking them otherwise. Then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, just to jump in to what Udumi has just said, I would, in some way, like to disagree with what you've just said. Because for now, I really feel good. It will be really unfair for them to actually be in the open with you right from the get-go.
Yeah.
To actually say that, hey, Joe, I am trans.
Yeah, sure.
Because then that simply means that even with women, then, because look, we are, at times, we are being sold, I wouldn't like to say a lie, because you tend to see certain individuals looking in a certain way only at night, and then the next morning, mauvuga, this person absolutely. So it happens also with women. So if Tumi is saying that everyone should be in the open from the get-go, that means also with women they need to be, and they should be able to tell you from straight up that, hey, Joe, you see me with this wig and makeup, this is not who I am.
How about also when men pretend as if the dick just shrank, and just like, but nigga, you knew the dick was small.
They pretend. The guys who pretend.
Yeah, you know, it's like, but you, the things, my thing is that, like, imagine if everyone were to explain our situation, like when you're a trans woman, they don't listen, by the way, like, or now you need to have a sticker.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that it wouldn't be fair to anyone. That's why I'm going against what Tumi is saying. Because look, at the end of the day, it depends what connection do you have with that person. You can't just go around just saying, hey, this is who I am. Yeah. This is, hey, I've got a big penis. Hey, bougie, I ain't.
No, yes, Milan, I think Utumi, in a point that South Africa, at this stage, we are a very violent country. And for a trans woman, I would prefer, me, Nangu Amanda, I'm not the president of trans people. Nyan advise kutumuntum chel. Before Nia Ekameren, because manje, anything can happen. Remember, we're not talking about maybe a recurring relationship. There's one night stands where it's very dangerous. You are going into a neighborhood that you don't know what's going to happen to you. For now, For now, it's important. But I believe later in life, we might get to a stage whereby you can be yourself throughout. Because America is way advanced. That's why it's easy to say it at the
it's
end of the night.
It's not as advanced as we
Lana,
think it is.
Ungpuzile. Lana, bazokutshela ukuthi ungpuzile. Under false pretense, by the way. Umuntu uzobe achoose ukuthi under false pretense ungpuzile. We're living in a violent country. So it's just a little bit important to sensitize. Le outonayo for the night. Angithi akusume umuntu omaziyo, umuntu oqeda ukuhlangana naye, because that's how nightlife is.
But now, does that only
count with trans? Because remember with women too, us as guys, we've got a certain preference when it comes to women. I'd probably prefer a yellow bone type of a woman.
Okay.
And then with all these makeups that we've got out there, I approach a certain girl and she's a yellow bone at that point. the next morning, mase isule yonke lento lena, akusase yellow bone, yabona. Seka upleki. So does that that also not come?
You know,
because that also will make you angry as a man.
Okay. Then the issue here is not how people should be. My point is that the country that we live in right now, it's a violent state. Mm-hmm. Men of our country have not learned to direct their anger, except for physically exposing it. You know, that's where we are right now as a country. But I'm looking forward to a day whereby I can tell you, empeteni, if I want to tell you, or I don't need to declare. I'm looking forward to the days where things could be smooth. But okwamanje, unfortunately, as Phile emhlabeni onja, whether we declare or not, but for safety reasons, because we are losing LGBTI lives, guys, every day. Kunobanibani. Umuntu beka sisigora. Umuntu omazi ukuthi this is a strong, masculine-looking gay guy has been murdered. And then you're like, aye, but there's something wrong with this country.
It's a pandemic on its own.
It is.
I think one of the biggest things, the reason why I felt like it's so important to have, you know, heterosexual men here is because sometimes with straight men, you'll never know ukuthi ukuphi nabo. Do you understand? And I'm the first one to always pull the gay card into the nose. Because I'm gay, that's why you're doing this. What advice or what would you say? If a gay man comes to you and says they're attracted to you, what's your first response?
Rio must answer this one first.
Why? Why me?
I don't see them come for you, though.
they come for you first.
Is it a good or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Okay. I've came across that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Pindo, like, why are you laughing?
You know what? I would like to see myself as one who is not even academically but educated.
Okay. Mm.
You know, and you know, like your soft skills, right? Very, very
people
important.
Skills, yeah.
Even going back to what you just said now about the gay community being killed. You know what? One would say that, okay, let's educate everyone. But you still get those educated ones as well who actually go and still kill these people.
Mm.
But I would still say the biggest problem is obviously misinformation. I mean, even look at the past king riots in the country, largely in KZN.
In KZN, yeah.
I mean, you like I wouldn't like to judge, but unolebela motona to refrija ana ilogela komara free kamara the car. Oh no, one of this person probably is
there's
highest.
No logic.
There's no logic. Free TV lega skin. but still, why force?
Yeah.
Like those small things. But going back to your question, I just came with a life. I got a job. Not straight. But and
so you didn't take any offense.
No. Okay, for let's again later on, as well. And there's nothing wrong. If you're a Tamoto, just go out there and
and let them know.
Sometimes just shoot your shoot.
Yeah, no, sure.
You never know. I think for myself, I'll take the compliment. I'm like, thank you. Yeah. Mm. If I was gay too, I'll probably hit on you too and make a joke out of it, laugh, have a drink.
But
just like that.
Like South African men have bruised egos in a sense that I'm saying this from a lesbian Ashapastina. And you.
Yeah, because lesbian delicious because like your lesbian.
We're actually talking about that.
Yeah. What happened? Tell people.
Or especially like now, Gile Rio, ne? And then Kenale Fro Kontlo. And then Fro the following day, Kim Mods, or maybe after a month or so, Gerejo. Hey, Nagare Gitlo Zagamontlong. And then abatlagana maybe after a month le motho ke jolan lena ebe ba mthunzi ya mo bruiser daddy.
Like
to get back from that ukile bona hey I don't know to wela bang because ke taba ya ego ke taba hore okay
so you get bruised when you find out that your woman was dating another woman.
No kara yena ising
you are uncomfortable with it. If you are comfortable, then say. But chances are.
But it also means, or like, there's something wrong that you're doing in the house. If now that means if it's a matter of.
Sure, you take it personal.
Yeah, Mara, there's something.
What do you guys have to say?
I think, look, let's just be brutally honest.
Yeah.
I think it also boils down on how we were brought up.
Yeah.
We are always made to believe that the male is superior. Yeah.
Yes.
Then So now, it definitely will bruise that ego.
Exactly.
And I don't think I'll
even don't be, you guys enjoy to
I don't
see
think
woman
I'll even
kissing?
Be able to go to bed, eh? Knowing very well, or, hey, kishapilo kis tin ake woman.
No, but don't you guys enjoy to see women kissing?
If we can get in.
Don't you enjoy it?
Yes, don't you guys enjoy?
I like
it. Depends.
If you're involved.
If we can get involved,
But what if I prefer Amanda?
No, there is nothing wrong, and it looks super sexy. Yo. Mm-hmm. When girls kiss, there's something about it that's just like, okay, this is sensuality at the highest level.
Mm.
But then as a guy, and given what Umtunzi is saying, as a guy, your thinking is, lina ke batla o tsena. Yeah. If rabeta, rababeta bali to neshap. But also, it's that thing of, okay, these people prefer each other. Mm. And it's got nothing to do with me as a masculine guy.
Now you're talking.
Wabo?
Now you're talking.
Baratana, bashapu, basunana mnati, whatever it is that you guys do that make you happy. Also, there's something that we are not...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's something that we're not... Like most guys will not admit, you know? But there's a lot to it, is that women know each other's bodies.
True.
And they know how to play.
So do men.
Let's about just spot.
When it happens, it's like.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, on wrapping up, Pindo.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was open from get go, Kulagwam, you know, and I had a best friend, Eval, a lesbian. Yeah, so Evaltech, Upi Kamalak, and Upi used to have hot chicks. And I had another friend in Pinjamu, who used to have equal to be Baba Mbaganjana, you know. And I told him with Ntwana, instead of you looking at it negative, Van Upi, now is Baba Mbaganjana. It's all about right.
Yeah.
Yes. Just a lot. Anything you'd like to say?
No, I think for me, what Pindo's saying, I used to hang around with a lot of lesbian and they got me chicks. Lots.
Lava user.
Yes. Yes. I'm being blatantly honest. Even you, if you were going to tell me, I mean, if you're going to see you with another hot chick, and I'm going to ask you, Bougie, is this single? What's going on with her? Whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to expect you to...
Exactly.
So, that's, I mean, as friends, we use each other. As men, actually.
Yeah.
Just to wrap up, guys, from my side, I wish that we could have had a lengthy time to just talk, like, openly.
I love this conversation. You know, it's something, and it's nice to talk to. The reason why we chose to talk to the men is because you guys, how about GPV? So it's nice to also just hear and still to be, I feel like should be continued.
It should be continued because we haven't touched on the fact that you guys have not been responsible to say we're taking responsibility. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking responsibility. Okay, today, Lidula Kodi Remse. But once you were that guy that was thinking like that, and now on your path, you've harmed someone, drunk, a lack of knowledge, but your conversation, next time we're going to have it, but I'm so intrigued in the thinking. What is it about weaponizing Mosadi, AM Nati song? And I'm going to say, how does it feel? You know?
For the fact that you. Yeah. Okay. Let me close. Sure, Rio.
By closing it off, I think what you just said now, I always say that the road to recovery is discovery.
Yeah.
So you have to. Or concede as well, say that, okay, I'm the problem, in order for you to discover and repair. Yeah, so that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for coming. Part two, to be continued.
It's all cafe.
It's all cafe. Thank you so much. A huge shout out to Pindo, Riom, Tunzi, Silo, Tumi, and... the very best.
Kato, please come back.
Kato, yo, my friend. Yeah. Don't forget, if you want to come through and shoot your podcast, here's very simple. podcast@mashabela.co.za. We love you, the queer way of life, with the boys. Masunda, 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 masunda.
Goodbye.